This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday. Danny, Sarah, Steve Miggs.
You sound way too happy.
Well, my Cougs dominated on Friday night, and I'm still, you know, riding a high from that double overtime win.
I thought they were going to get... They looked like they were getting spanked.
I stopped paying attention,
and the next day I'm like, how did they win this game? They looked like they were getting destroyed.
They had a great comeback. They did not coug it, although I felt for a moment like they just might.
Yes. No, the Mariners are busy doing that.
Oh, geez.
Sorry.
But can I tell you how hard it is? Like, with these kickoffs that are like 7 o'clock at night, 7:30 at night, and then you got a kid sleeping in the room next door, and you're pacing and like quiet screaming, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, that's
it's
why
awful.
You keep your kid up if you're a true Coug mom.
Wait, was this game
on Friday night?
This was Friday night. It didn't get over till so late. It was brutal.
But, imagine being on the East Coast and being a Coug. I don't know. Are there any Coug fans on the East Coast? Probably.
Coug fans everywhere,
right.
Steve Miggs.
So you had to start watching that game at like 10-something.
Oh, that'd be so brutal.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was a fun weekend for sports. We're going to get to some of that throughout the day today. But first, let's inform our Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And you know the Huskies won too, Taryn. Why don't you talk about that?
I mean, I didn't watch the game, but I saw the score.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is, I feel like you should call this National Burn the Roof of Your Mouth Day, because it's Great American Pot Pie Day.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Anytime I've tried to eat a pot pie, it's always been disastrous.
It's just lava.
Because it just seems like it's cooled off. And then once you take a spoonful or a forkful probably, it's just like, oh, that was too hot.
And there goes the skin on the roof of your mouth.
But yesterday, your Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith, threw for 289 yards. I mean, he had 70-something percent completion rate, even though he threw a couple of interceptions. I mean, I wouldn't say those necessarily were his fault. Just a couple of tough breaks. I mean, offensive line had moments of looking like they were just world beaters. And in other moments where you're like, oh, man, poor Geno. But a great touchdown pass to DK Metcalf, that 71-yarder. That was bonkers. I'd say the first and the fourth quarters were really fun to watch. The second and the third quarters were kind of boring and kind of annoying because of all the penalties.
So many penalties.
Oh, on both sides.
Don't do a penalties drinking game.
There were 22 penalties, 11 on each side. It was, I got to go to the game with Sid. We decided to buy some tickets late last minute, early in the morning, and we went to the game, and it was awesome. But the entire crowd, at least from our section, it didn't even matter if it was for the Seahawks, against the Seahawks. We're all like, just stop with the penalties already. We want to go home.
Yeah.
Like, this game was going on forever, but who cares? They won 24-3, beating the Miami Dolphins, improving to 3-0, first place in the NFC West. That's pretty awesome. And after the game, Geno Smith did talk with CBS Sports Melanie Collins about how great the defense was.
I mean, you know, we want to play complimentary football. And so, you know, when they're playing like that, you know, we got to match that energy and we got to score a lot of points. You know, we left a lot out there today, But, you know, glad that we got the defense that we have. You know, if we can step it up on offense and, you know, put together four good quarters, you know, who knows what we can be. But, you know, still working.
Gino, lastly, first 3-0 start since 2020 for this team. You got the Lions up next on Monday Night Football. What do you feel like needs to be priority number one to clean up before then?
Yeah, I mean, enjoy the win. You know, 24-hour rule. You got 24 hours to enjoy this one and then get back to work.
So what are we doing in those 24 hours? Do we go crazy, Seahawks?
Yeah.
Why not? Hey, we're going to recap the full game. I'll talk to Mitch Levy, the host of Mitch Unfiltered at MitchUnfiltered.com. We'll talk to him at 7:20 this morning.
The Texas Rangers rallied from a 5-run deficit to beat our Seattle Mariners 6-5 in a walk-off win. The Mariners had an early 5-0 lead, but they couldn't hold on to it. We remain 2 games out of the final AL wildcard spot. We have 6 games left. Tonight, they start a 3-game series against the Astros.
Yeah, yesterday was rough because it looked like, oh, we're sweeping these boys, man, because it was a great weekend for the Mariners. I mean, they won the series.
Wouldn't it have been like a 10-game win streak or something like that if they had pulled it off? I think they won 9 in a row.
They've been playing really well. Yeah. It's just, I'm getting a little nervous. It might be a little too late. But if they would have won yesterday, they would have picked up some ground. That was frustrating. Also frustrating. Well, I mean, it's preseason. Nothing to get too concerned about. They're playing a lot of guys that probably won't even be on the team. But the Kraken, big home opener and exhibition style against the Calgary Flames. And I'm not sure if the Kraken decided to show up, but they ended up losing 6-1. But you know what? I watched the game. Well, some of it. I got frustrated. I'm like, what am I doing watching this? They're getting crushed. I really don't need to see this. But the King 5 Kong broadcast, I thought they did a great job.
That's great news.
Yeah. And as far as tonight, you got Monday Night Football, 4:30. It starts with the Buffalo Bills hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then about an hour later at 5:15, then on ABC. That game's on ESPN. Then the next game's on ABC. You have the Bengals hosting the Washington Commanders. As far as weather, 73 degrees and cloudy, that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Very jealous of your weekend, Steve Miggs. You got to go to the Hawks game.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
But when you got back home, you came home to your daughter laughing.
She sounded like this.
But your mother-in-law was crying?
Yes. It was a very weird moment, and it was hilarious.
We're going to hear what happened at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Steve Miggs, you and the lovely wife made the awesome decision yesterday to go to the Seahawks game.
Dude, we went online. I was like, you know what? It's nice weather. Let's go before because my wife does not like to go when it's bad out.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's see how much the tickets are going to be. And we were in 300 level, 2 rows back from the front of the 300 level, $85 a ticket.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Worked out great. The section we were in, everybody was awesome. It was a blast.
You had some babysitting help from Grandma.
Yeah, thankfully, my mother-in-law, she was able to swing by and watch Tatum and hang out at our house because she loves that. Any reason to hang out with Tatum, she's like, I'm in. So we were able to go to the game, have a great time, not have to hurry to get home. But we get home, and the craziest part is Tatum is in hysterics, like in tears laughing.
Oh.
Just nonstop laughing. And Grandma, not in tears. I mean, and not laughing. She's in tears.
Real tears.
Oh. Yeah, but they're tears of like embarrassment. And it is the funniest thing. I'm like, well, what the hell just happened? It turns out when Tatum wasn't looking, my grandma, my mother-in-law, went into the pantry to get a snack. And she's like, I'm just going to have a cookie.
Uh-oh.
And she grabbed a cookie that looked like an Oreo cookie.
Uh-oh.
Not realizing it was a dog treat.
Yeah.
The best part about all this is Grandpa has also done that. Somehow both of them have done that. And it was so funny because I guess she made grandma call grandpa to tell him what she did. And so later on when we're having dinner, I finally was had to ask Tatum exactly what happened. And she was still thinking, she thought it was the funniest thing.
What did grandma do?
Eat the dog cookie.
Did grandma eat dog cookie?
Uh-huh.
Did you try and stop grandma?
No.
I love that part. Like, no, I'm just going to let her do it. I guess she didn't see it until after the fact. And then she's like, grandma, you're eating a dog treat.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
You didn't know she was eating it?
Well, she told me. And I was like, grandma, it's dog treats. She was like, I ate a dog treat.
I mean, do they taste pretty good?
That's the funny part. That was the first question we asked, too. And my mother-in-law is looking at it going, they weren't that bad.
So she ate the whole thing.
She ate the whole thing, not realizing it was a dog treat. Because it was one of those ones that you get, like if you go to, we went to Petco. It was Petco for like, we were doing the doggy training shots. And Nicole, she's awesome. She did a great job with DJ. And as her graduation gift, she gave her a bag of those, the cookies that you could just pick. And, you know,
oh, yeah.
you make your own bag of treats. So she made a little dog treat bag for DJ. And a few of them look like those, like the vanilla chocolate Oreo cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And, dude, there's been a few times I've gone into our pantry, and I'm like, I kind of want to eat one of those. They look delicious.
I mean, I accidentally ate dog jerky one time because it was in, like, a fancy bag, and I thought it was fancy jerky, but it was no fancy dog jerky.
Was it good?
I realized, like, I could tell it was a little gamey or something okay. like that. And I looked at the bag. I'm like, Brad, can we not just leave this in with all the regular food?
Yeah, it's like, you know, bad on us for not writing dog treats on there. Then my wife's like, well, in all fairness, it's in the same section as all the other dog treats.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, you can't expect grandma to be putting two and two together. She sees a bag of what looked like delicious, like maybe she thought they were like at some like you know, like boutique store where we grab
sure.
them. And they're all these like fancy like Oreo style cookies.
Oh, no.
I haven't tried one, but now I kind of want to try one.
Can we all try one?
I could grab them and bring them in tomorrow.
I'll try one.
I've heard that like the dog treats like that, they're just pretty much sans sugar.
Yeah.
So it's and butter and like whatnot. So she, at that point, it's fine.
She did say they weren't like overly sweet, but they were delicious.
They were delicious.
Someone just texted, to be fair, I've tried those dog Oreos and they are delicious.
I'm interested now. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I don't think they're like, I think they're fine for humans to eat, obviously, but they're just like Danny said, I just don't think they're like overly, it's not like giving them like a real Oreo cookie.
Can you bring in, like, the bag so we can see the ingredients?
Yes.
Okay,
well, there's
thank
no
you.
Ingredients in the bag. It's just basically a plastic bag that, you know, you just scoop dog treats and put it in the bag.
Oh.
It's like bulk.
I get you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like a fancy, like, these are the ingredients on this dog bag, but it's just a bag of dog treats.
I'll do it if you do it.
Okay, well, there's one less Oreo cookie in there now because of Grandma. But man, our kid was just laughing. And you could just tell Grandma was a little embarrassed by it, I think, because she didn't. But I was like, don't be embarrassed. Like, how are you supposed to know?
You wouldn't.
No.
They just look, they look human grade. 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear from you. What was your story? When did you accidentally, or maybe even intentionally, eat something weird? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
When did you accidentally or intentionally eat something weird? 206-803-ROCK.
Oh, some of the texts. It's all based on my mother-in-law accidentally eating one of those Oreo-looking dog treats, the Oreo cookie-looking dog treats. And my daughter just thought it was so hilarious. And she said it wasn't that bad, though. She said it wasn't very sweet, but it wasn't that bad. But some of the texts that are coming in are pretty funny. So he said, I accidentally ate some dog food that was in the fridge mixed with rice because my dog was sick at the time. In all fairness, I was just out of the military. It looked like beef stew with rice. So that's how I mixed my beef stew with rice in the military.
That's fair. Yummy.
Sometimes the dog food does look delicious.
Especially those new ones, the farmer's dog and all these fancy ones. It's made with all, like, human consumable ingredients.
Well, we get now for Lulu because, you know, there's no teeth, so we have to get, like, that soft kind of food. But we get one that's, like, a new, it's, like, from New Zealand. And I open it up, and I'm like, wow. She scarfs this thing down. I'm like, I don't even know how. I can't even look at this thing. It's so disgusting looking. Like, there will never be a time where I accidentally eat that. Like, it just looks so, like, disgusting and unedible. But she just loves it. Another person says, I'm a mailman. I work with a guy that says that sometimes he'll eat those milk bones that he gives to dogs in his route. He says they're actually pretty good.
I do get really excited when the delivery person brings my dog's treats. They love it. They'll jump in the car. They're crazy.
That's pretty smart of them. Just have something to kind of endear themselves to the dogs. One person says, I actually like those dog Oreo cookies that your mother-in-law ate. I got a bag. I get a bag for my pup and a bag for me.
What?
My wife thinks I'm insane.
Oh, I think you're insane, but I'm going to try one, though.
Your wife might be right. I'll try and swing by Petco today and get some fresh ones.
Oh. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that.
And how fresh are they? I feel like those things just sit in that scoopable bin probably for, I don't know, what's the shelf life on those things?
Oh, so many questions.
Yeah.
I will say that the milk bone one was always something like when I had a pet growing up, I was always like, those. And then the dog eats them like they're so delicious. And I'm like,
it's the greatest thing in the world.
And with the name milk bone, I'm like, oh, it probably tastes like milk and cookies.
No.
Turns out.
One person said, well, at least your mother-in-law's breath were probably nice and fresh and teeth were clean because of those treats.
Oh, my God.
I think she already takes care of that with brushing, but okay. You said one of your friends just ate something weird?
Yes. Okay, so my friend just started dating this new guy, and his parents came to pick him up for their first dinner. So my friend got into their car, and there was a Ricola on the seat. Now, I already think this is weird, because she was like, oh, I could use a Ricola. That'd be great. So she just pops the Ricola in her mouth, and then midway through dinner, she is high as a kite.
Oh, it's an edible.
That, yes, yes. So her boyfriend's mother, like, puts her weed candies in Ricolas when she travels.
Oh.
So my friend didn't know that.
Sneaky, I like that. A little drug smuggling.
Yeah. So then I guess his parents gave them, like a gift. She gave her a gift, and there were edibles in there. And so she was like, by chance, do you put your edibles in Ricola wrappers? And she's like, yeah, I do that all the time. Oh. She's like, I had one before dinner. She had to leave dinner early.
How strong was it? It must have been strong enough to knock her on her ass.
She was knocked on her ass. And she was texting us during this dinner like, I don't know what to do. I'm so high, you guys. I'm so high.
Did you tell her to call 911 like most people who take an edible and can't handle it do?
I should have. I'm like, your future mother-in-law drugged you. Wow. But also, who takes a random Ricola in the car of your... I would never do that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's that all that weird. Yeah. I mean, I would ask. I would be like, hey, can I have this?
Oh, so a random person's car that you just met.
Yeah.
And there's a Ricola on the seat and you would take it? Just pop it in your mouth?
I would. I mean, I'd assume there's nothing wrong with it. No. Weirdness.
I
wouldn't take it, but I also wouldn't think that if I did take it, there was like, you know, it was a front for an actual edible.
That's true. And we were like, didn't it taste different? She was like, well, it was sugar free, so I thought that's why it tasted a little weird.
Oh, my God.
Dude, no one.
I almost did the same thing in Vegas one time when we were staying with my cousin and he just had Sour Patch Kids. I was in his hotel room and he just had Sour Patch Kids kind of like strewn about his room. And I was like, oh, I can't go with Sour Patch Kid. Luckily, he walked out of the bathroom and looked at me. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I was going to have one of your Sour Patch. And he's just got this big smile on his face.
He's like, go ahead.
He's like, go ahead, try it. And I was like, nope, I'm not. What's going on?
I'm on to you, buddy.
I do not want to go on that adventure.
Edibles, nope. Someone texted at 206-803-ROCK. We handed my mom a dog treat one time to try and get our dog to warm up to her a little bit better. For some reason, she thought we were handing her a snack. She popped it right in her mouth. The weirdest thing I think I've ever eaten, and it was intentionally, I remember going to New Orleans for a radio convention once, and we ended up at some breakfast spot where they had alligator meat.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like an alligator sausage, like some kind of breakfast sausage. I'm like, screw it. I got to try this. And it's as much people joke about it, that tastes like chicken. It kind of did, but it was a little more, like, a little more gamey.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a fan.
Well, you live to tell the tale.
I didn't hate it. It wasn't like, oh, this is disgusting. But it was just like, hey, I think I'll never eat this again. No. What about you?
I mean, I swallowed 7 live goldfish one time. That was a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. That was definitely a thing. But I don't feel like you did that
for accolades. That's why I did it.
You did that to impress everybody. You didn't do it just to enjoy a meal.
No.
Have you ever eaten anything like a strange exotic dish?
So, well, there was one time they used to do these assemblies back in my high school days where they would get one representative from each class, and I was the representative from the sophomore class, and they had a blender, and they would keep adding more and more things to the blender, and then pour you out like a little Dixie cup of it, and I was like, yeah, bring it on. But I think it was when they added, I think it was wet cat food.
Oh my God.
How old were you?
Probably 15 or 16.
Oh my God.
You could not do this at an assembly in 2024.
You should have been able to do this in an assembly in 2014, 2004, 1994.
I was doing a pretty good job until we had the wet pet food in there. And then that's when I started to lose it. Literally.
Was it at that moment that they realized you were destined to go to Washington State University?
They're like, watch out, goldfish. Goldfish, here she
comes.
This
girl's a Coogan Macon.
Oh boy. Well, Rockaholics, I always love when we start off a Monday morning with Steve losing the game of Beat Migs. It feels really good to me. He's currently 200.
I want to make a game so that you can play and I can look forward to you losing all the time.
We can arrange that, no problem. He's currently 263 wins, 75 losses, and 46 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.